Welcome to the Wellseen Podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Doria, and I have Carly Taylor on the podcast today. What's up, lady?
Hey, excited to be here.
It's actually really exciting to do this podcast again because I did it over COVID for so long. How many episodes did I do? Like 9 or 10 at least. So when we were getting on this call, I was like, wait, which mic do I even use? Like, it's been so long since I've done this.
Getting back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle. I really wanted to record, I don't know if you want to call this like a special episode or a we're back episode. I don't know. I just wanted to record an episode now that we are back with the Wellseen Conference. This is the first year back since COVID. And I really wanted to do an episode just kind of walking through what to expect with the conference, what our past ones looked like, and kind of just like give a little insight of like what we have going on.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm so excited to talk all things Wellseen. I mean, this is your passion project. I mean, it is the third year. Wow. And had to take a break because of COVID, but I'm just like, we've been talking about planning for this year and just like reflecting back on 2018, 2019 and how amazing those were. I mean, what was that like? Can you bring yourself back to that time on like starting it, like the first year and what that felt like and kind of what you went through in 2018? That feels like forever ago.
I know. So I was just thinking like, almost like gives me chills. Like you saying 2018, like that was 5 years ago. Wow.
That's insane. It feels like yesterday that we were planning it, but also feels like a bit ago.
It really does. You know, when I started in 2018, that year was when I started the company as a whole and launched that event. And I kind of just had an idea and executed it and just had like a dream and a vision of what I wanted it to look like. Like, I remember my husband, Chris, like he walked in at the event and he was like, just kind of like awestruck. I mean, I think he like teared up a little bit because he had heard me talking about it for so long and he hears me talking about things all the time. But when he actually sees it like come to life, it, you know, it was kind of a moment for him. And I was like, oh, he's so proud of me. But I think the feeling I had back in 2018 was just proud and just I felt like it was just like such a great accomplishment to bring the community together, to finally have an event where the entire wellness community of the city is coming together and we're all learning from each other and we're learning about new businesses that we didn't know about. And it kind of, you know, I'm still super close to a lot of people that I met for the first time at the very first conference. You are too. I mean, you've been here through this whole ride.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I remember that feeling too of just you talking about it for so long, having this vision. And then when everything executed that day, it is electric. I mean, everyone is so excited. And for everybody listening, Gabby doesn't do things just small. She does them grand and amazing and beyond. And that was what every single person said was, oh my God, every detail is thought of and just executed flawlessly. When she puts on events, they are amazing, like beyond anything that you would even envision. So I just remember Chris being so in awe. I was so in awe, and it's really cool seeing everyone come together and learn so much about wellness. I mean, this is actually how we met. I mean, this is our wellness is how we met. And just being so into how we can make ourselves better each day in our health journeys. And it's really cool sharing that with other people. And I just love seeing people learn. And like, what was that like in 2018 and then going to 2019? Like, what was that? You're talking about like the vision you had and this idea. Like, what did you want to bring to everybody? Like, what was that goal?
Well, I had gone through my own, you know, health journey the years prior, you know, the 2-3 years prior to that event. So for me, it was almost like I was like writing a book that was coming to life. Like each chapter was something that each speaker was covering a topic that I had gone through personally in those last 3 years. So people are always like, why don't you speak at your own events? I'm like, I am. I literally am. Like the whole lineup is me speaking, right? So I just remember being so proud to have all of those conversations happening because those are conversations that I wish that I had when I was going through my health journey, right? Like I wish I had, you know, Kristen speaking about hormones or speaking about gut health while I was going through my personal journey, because that could have helped me so much. So I think that was my favorite part about the event, was watching it all unfold and watching everybody in the room taking notes and learning and implementing what they've learned into their lives.
Yeah. And I'm thinking back to those years, like, what were some of those big things from those years and the speakers we had? I know we had a lot about hormones. I know there was like breath work. There was a lot of like really tangible things that I feel like people took from both of those years.
Yeah. I mean, 5 years ago, I honestly don't remember what all the speakers were talking about, to be honest with you. The second one in 2019, you know, we moved to a bigger location. We moved to a bigger venue because the conference grew bigger. We had breakout sessions. I really loved in 2019, you know, I was going through infertility at the time, which I really didn't even know it at the time, but I had like the thought to have a breakout session on IVF, and well, actually it wasn't on IVF. It was on infertility in general and like fertility, and like how to support your fertility. And I was actually talking to someone earlier about breakout sessions for this year, and I'm still working on them, but they were like, how long do your breakout sessions usually last? And I'm like, I can't answer that, because when we had that fertility breakout session in 2019, it was slotted for 30 minutes and it ended up going past when the speaker on stage was going. Like, it was over an hour. People were in there still talking and supporting and learning, you know, and having conversations. And that just like made me so happy, because I was giving them the space to have that conversation. You know, like, that's honestly, that's what gives me chills thinking about it. Like, that is the whole point of this event to me, is giving the space for conversations to happen and for people to take away whatever it is they need to take away from the event and implement it into their lives.
Yeah. And there's two examples of that, and I will obviously not give names, but I have a friend who wanted to do something for herself, was going through a ton of health issues, was interested in like the holistic, more natural path, but was able to come to the event and met some doctors, practitioners, people that now she sees just from hearing them talk at the event, and is so cool. And she was telling me how it like completely changed her whole trajectory of her health and like what she wanted to do, because she was able to have the space to meet these people, listen to them, have conversations. And then another person that we know who went, you had a therapist, I think, at one of them.
Megan.
And now they were able to connect with them and now see them, you know, as their therapist, and has really like changed their life on just having that space of like meeting somebody that now they see as part of their healing journey, whatever that is. So it really does create that container for learning, but also like taking tangible pieces from it. Mm-hmm. That's super powerful. And just that it's a beautiful event with amazing food and people and space and vendors. And there's just so much there. I'm so excited.
I really think it's interesting now that I'm thinking about it too. When growing up, when you're going to like see a doctor or whatever, it's very, and what we both experienced going through our own health journeys, it's kind of like, there's not really any layers to it. It's really surface. And I feel like all of the practitioners or people that have spoken at the event, or even that will be there this year, everybody goes a lot deeper into a deeper form of healing, whatever the healing may be. And I think that's what I love about it too, because it's not like we're getting to the root of whatever it may be that you're coming to heal from.
Yeah. You know, that's the most important piece.
I was having a conversation with Vaughn. She's speaking this year. She's doing a breath work and session, and she's doing a lot longer. She spoke in 2019, but she only spoke briefly. This year she's doing like a much more in-depth session. And I cannot tell you how many women have sent me messages since announcing that she was speaking, being like, she changed my life. I swear to you. But like, she changed my life.
That's amazing.
When I met her, everything that I learned from her, I implemented. I was crying. And actually, the chick that sent that to me, she really was crying, because I went back through and looked at the photos and I was like, oh, wait,
I remember that.
She really was crying, which neither here nor there. I probably cried at some point that day too, but it just goes to show you how so much power can happen in just one room. Like, you think that you're just going, we're just going to a conference. It's not, I don't even like using the word conference to describe this event, to be honest with you. Like, but I can't use the word summit, because that doesn't sound right. I don't want to say expo because that doesn't sound right either.
Right.
Like, there's not really a word that describes this event correctly. Conference sounds almost a little too corporate, but I just want to start saying experience. Like, I just want to start saying like a curated wellness experience, because that's what it is. It's an experience.
Yeah. No, it really is. And I remember that time when everyone was just so together on that breath work and just seeing like the emotion. And that's what it's about. I know that in our healing journeys, I was kind of reflecting on just where it was most powerful. And it was when we were in community and like learning from each other and able to talk to people who have the same experience as you. That's huge. That's like where healing really is the strongest, because then you're able to know that other people are going through what you're going through, and there's no perfect place than something like this, the wellness experience. That's exactly what it is.
I think too, not being able to have the event during COVID, you know, we were on such a high, like the momentum was so high coming off the 2019 event. We were so excited about 2020. And then when COVID hit, obviously, you know, all live events shut down, everything stopped. I didn't think that we would have to wait so long to come back. You know, we missed what, 3 years. I didn't think we'd have to wait so long to come back. But what I have learned in these past three, four years since the last event is how much we are all craving that connection, in-person connection.
Yeah, that is, it's so important. I mean, we were over Zoom for so long. There were Zoom events, and there is nothing like being in person. And that's where it really happens. That's where you meet the people, make the connections, really feel the differences, like leave feeling so empowered and hyped up and having all those tools. And that's what we get to bring to this year. I'm so excited for you have all these people to come together. So what is this year's event like about? Like, what is it about to you? Like, what does it feel like coming back? Like all the things.
Well, a lot has changed in the last 3 years. Personally, I went through IVF with my daughter. I got pregnant. I had a baby. I've been through a rocky road postpartum.
Yeah.
I think when we were talking about COVID just now, everybody was telling me to just do a virtual conference during COVID.
Yep.
And you and I talked a long time about this, and it just, that did not feel authentic to me. It did. It just didn't. The whole in-person connection is what I crave and love so much about this event, that doing it over Zoom just like wasn't there for me. And I could, and people tell me too, like, well, why don't you just do this event smaller multiple times a year? You're laughing because you've heard people say that to me. And like, I hear that. But
you don't do small.
There's something you said, you asked me what I'm excited about. The walking into the room, we're doing it at a different venue this year. We're doing it at Factory Atlanta in Chamblee. Hopefully people have been there before for like an event or a wedding, but it's a beautiful space. I can't wait for the day to walk into the room and feel all the energy of all the people that are going to be there. Because what makes it so much fun is there's people from all walks of life, all walks of life.
Yeah.
Every race, religion, politics, well, like whatever. None of that matters. None of that matters. We're all women. We've all been through some shit. You know, we're all healing from something.
Have something going on, most
likely.
We
all have something going on.
Want to work on it and work on something.
And you know what, too? Like, especially now that I'm a mom, like, I have learned so much just about how to take care of myself, and when I can find time to take care of myself, there's like a tiny window in a daytime where I get to do something like for me or have that moment of self-care. Like, I have to be very, you know, very specific when I'm trying to like support myself in the day. And it just brings me so much joy to see all the people that are choosing themselves.
Yeah. Yep. And there's a ton of new moms there the last few years. Some of them, there were some babies there too.
Yeah. The first year, I remember this lady reached out to me and she's like, can I bring my baby? And I was like, yeah, You can. So I set up a room downstairs for her to nurse. Like, of course, I want it to be like easy for everyone, and this isn't, hold on, pause for a second. This isn't a conference just for moms. Like, this is a conference for all women, whether you want
All
kids.
ages.
Yeah, it's not just, I'm just sharing my personal experience of where I am right now and why I think it's so important now more than ever for women to put themselves first.
Totally. And whatever stage you're in, any stage, literally being single, having, being newly married, having a baby, not wanting to have kids, whatever that is, it's so important to find time for you because we all have so much going on, no matter what stage.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, I mean, we know each other's lives very well, but like, can you think of just all the responsibilities you have, Carly Taylor, like that you're responsible for every single day? Like, can you just
Oh,
like
yeah.
think like of a number, like 20, 25 things, right?
Yeah, so much. And I don't have kids, and I have so much. My plate is so full.
Yeah.
And yeah,
So
and you and
who's gonna do all of those 20, 25 things for you when you are sick or run down or have gotten to a place where you didn't take care of yourself or put yourself first? Who does those things?
yeah,
Nobody.
nobody.
Nobody. And
Oh,
I've learned that so much lately. So much lately. Like,
yeah.
nobody's gonna do the things. And we stop everything we're doing for all the other people and things around us. And it's like, wait a minute, roll that back a second. Like, we have to put energy into ourselves to keep ourselves healthy, to maintain the stamina to even do all these things.
Yeah, and that is like what that is a big step to put yourself first, and it's so empowering and so important so that you can show up for yourself and then for others. And it's going to something like an event or this wellness experience is a huge step. Like that is such a gift to give to yourself to be able to take that time for you. And I know people who have done the past conferences who said that's what it was for them. It was like, nope, this is me time. I'm going to leave everything else behind for this day and this time and just pour into your cup.
One of my
That's what
favorite
this is.
things after we announced the conference this year, and people were like, in comments and sending DMs and messages and stuff like that. And I saw a conversation that was happening with one of our speakers and an attendee. And she's like, I came to the conference by myself and I met you. And, and they're still super close. Like, they're still good friends. Like, she was just like sharing her experience on like how she came and she was nervous. And like, she ended up making so many friends. It's like, yes,
Yeah.
most people come by themselves. Like, as
Yeah.
the ticket sales come in, I mean, I'm sure, friends are buying their own tickets and et cetera, but I can see how many people are coming by themselves. And I think that is so cool. Like, that, it just
That's
is such a cool thing.
how we met. I mean, that's crazy. We went to an event, like
Oh, that's
a much smaller
right.
event by ourselves. And it was so, we both had said that we were like, oh, I don't know if I want to go. Like, I'm a little nervous. And then we're like, no, we're going. Like, we're doing this. And then we met. So like people that's, it's so empowering, but just showing you like literally going by yourself and like telling the universe, like, no, I'm going to choose this. And even if it seems a little scary to do anything on your own, like anyone has that little bit of like, oh man. But if you're feeling that, like that is all the message to go and do it and meet people and just like step out of that comfort zone for a little bit. And like amazing things happen. Like that is, I love that. I love that those people were talking about that and making new friends.
Actually forgot about that until you just said that. I forgot that that's how we met. And you're right, we did. And I went by myself, and I remember
Yeah.
telling my husband, like, oh, I feel kind of weird going by myself, like, because I don't get social anxiety. Like, I really love being in spaces like that, but sometimes you feel that anxiety when you're walking into a room by yourself and you don't know anyone and you're like, I don't even know where to stand. You know what I mean? Like, where
Yeah.
should I even go? But if you're
Yeah.
listening to this and you are coming by yourself and you feel uncomfortable, please come find me and let's hang out.
Yes,
I'm
or
all
me.
for
And
that.
we make sure that no one is on their own or standing on their own. Like we want everybody to feel welcome and come in and just be excited for what it's about to bring. And all the speakers there are so excited to meet everybody. Yeah, I mean, if you feel like this is for you, but you don't have anyone to go with, do not let that hold you back at all.
I
You
really
have
do
us there.
try to, I really, us, yeah, I really do try to meet every single person. it's hard because I'm, you know, kind of doing a lot of things like behind the scenes, but I really do try to meet every person and I want to hear what, why they're there, like what they're coming to learn, you know. There's some people, I mean, I've gone to several events before and like I literally just came specifically for one speaker to hear one certain thing that I really needed to hear at that moment. We have some really awesome speakers this year. I'm really, really excited about this lineup. I'm really excited about it.
It is an epic lineup, and there's it's all across the board on all different subjects. And I know they're all working on just like tangible things that you can leave with that day, which is so important. It'll be so cool.
I really try when, you know, when I do the speaker application, the speakers apply and then I kind of have an idea of like what conversations we want to have, because again, I like to make the speaker topics around conversations that I'm having with friends or I'm curious about, because, you know, I'm a consumer, you know, I'm a woman just like everybody else. So if I'm curious about it, I know other people have to be as well. So what one of the things that I tell the speakers is please talk about this topic in whatever way makes you feel come alive and feel comfortable, but I need you to at least give 3 to 4 takeaways for to each speaker to give to the attendees so that they can leave with tangible items. Like they don't have to hire you, they don't have to work with you. Like that's not the point of this event. Like I want them to be able to take things away and implement it the moment they leave the conference doors. That's
Yeah.
so important to me.
And then feel empowered on like how to implement those. And who are some of the speakers and some of the topics for this year?
Yeah, so we've got Katie from, I'll start from the top. So we have Katie from ATL Pelvic Health. And so listen, I didn't know anything about pelvic floor health, pelvic floor therapy. That was like a foreign topic to me until I got pregnant. And then that's what I learned about it. But since then, I have learned how important it is for all women, whether you're having a baby or not, like healing and working on your pelvic floor is really, really important.
We were chatting about that journey a ton because I even was focusing on it for different reasons, and it's mind-blowing. Once you dive into pelvic floor, you're like, wow, I did not know this was all entailed. So I'm excited to hear that.
And a lot of women
Sounds
too,
really good
like,
one.
and not to be TMI, but a lot of women have painful sex, painful period. I mean, there's so much going on in your pelvic floor that people just like assume is just like normal. And it's just like, or it's, they know it's not normal, but it's just like normal to them. And it's like, whoa, 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 we can work on that. So I'm really excited to have Katie talk. I think that's going to be a really, really good conversation. And then we have Vaughn. She's doing breath work. I have
Oh, amazing.
another speaker that I can't share yet because I'm still working some things out in the back end. And then we have Megan. She's talking about metabolism. You know, Megan just came out with her book, Metabolism Makeover. What'd she come out with that, like
Yes.
2 months ago?
Oh gosh, it was a two or three. Time, it's
Two.
all. It's
Time
a
doesn't
time warp,
exist
but
right now.
it was,
Two. Her book signing was 2, 3 months ago, and she has created. I mean, we've known Megan
Oh my
for.
gosh.
For what, 6, 7 years? We've known Megan for
More,
a
yeah,
while.
for a
The
while.
journey that she has gone on with this program that she has created has just been wild to watch.
It's changed so many lives. I mean, including mine. Like her whole message is so awesome and so empowering. That's going to be a really good one.
Well, because it's so different than what, because she's a registered dietitian, like so, but her process is different than what I have ever heard before. When it,
It's so different from what they teach you in college and by the textbook. It's what's actually going on in your body. And the signs of it more so than the textbook part of it. And it works. I
which I
mean,
love.
she's and she has, you know, the proof's in the pudding. Like she really breaks everything down and it's proven by science and then goes into like everything, like your mindset and all of it. It's the whole picture. So I'm really excited for her talk. That's gonna
Yeah,
be
she's crushing it.
really
She's
good.
and when we were talking about what how she wants to title her speech, her session, the thing, I mean, she, the knowledge that she was dropping to me, I was like, whoa, you've got to dumb it down a little bit because this is like, she was like going on. So I'm really excited about that. And so I do, we have Kristen coming back from Stat Wellness, who she spoke at the first, my first event, my second event, and I don't care, she will be at every single one because
Yeah, she's a powerhouse.
she is the most brilliant mind I have ever, you know, you and I both, we love these conversations. We can dive into these topics for hours and hours. The brilliance, and she comes with studies. She comes with facts. Like she just, she'll drop a,
And she knows them all.
off the top of her
She
head. Yeah.
memorized them all.
She's got like a Rolodex of just like information that she just, I mean, she's brilliant. So with her, I, the first conference, she talked about gut health. The second one, she talked about hormones. I wanted an opportunity for people to ask questions, right? So I wanted a session with her where people could say any or ask anything that has been on their mind or anything health related, because not everybody can go see her or has seen her or whatever. This is their chance to ask a functional doctor anything they want. I mean, let's not ask anything, but it's an open
Yeah,
floor.
that's huge. I mean, she is so brilliant. Like, that is so valuable to have her there, just open forum, ask your questions.
And it's a speed round, so I almost need to, I mean, we're not going to go super, I mean, she probably could go really fast, but I'm, you know, I want it to be where we can at least take notes. I honestly may record her because people, in case she, you know, because she will spit
Yeah.
so much knowledge so fast, like I honestly may have to record that. So we've got Kristen, who I'm so stoked. I cannot wait. And then we've got a panel on burnout, and I am
Oh.
super pumped about that one. It's on burnout and busyness. We've got Dr. Sarah speaking. We've got Michelle and we've got CG on it on that panel. And they are all brilliant
Yeah.
in that realm. Like that is their thing. Like CG, she's balanced, not busy on Instagram. Do you follow her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
So
she's awesome.
we went to an event of hers before COVID, and then I spoke at one of her events before COVID. And the way this woman practices what she preaches when it comes to busyness and like balancing your life and like not being just busy is the notes
It's
that I take from her. She'll literally post a story and be like, I don't know, what did she say the other day? Basically, she like had a cup of coffee and she was on her patio and she was like, I have so much to do. I have this, that, and the other, but I'm going to take time for myself. I need to recharge to be a better person. And then I will get to that when I get to it. Right. And I'm like,
yeah, like giving yourself that permission
yes.
and not because. Like just the word busy and just like having this badge of honor of always being busy and then it just like overwhelms you. It's like, wait, we can give permission to ourselves to just take a step back. That will be so awesome for everybody to hear. And just like, no, you can have that permission to
Yeah.
stay balanced. And like, how do we do that? That's
Because
huge. Burnout
is real. I
is real.
think
Yeah.
too. I think social media is really tough for me. Like, because you see these highlight reels, but you see these people doing all these things and all these things. And it's like, but how? Because I don't operate like that. If I'm doing all those things, I'm gonna be on my sofa watching some TV with a hot tea for just as long as I'm doing all the things. Like, I have to
Yep.
recharge. Like, I can't do it. And if I do get burnout from being like overwhelmed and being too busy, I'm not fun to be around.
Yeah,
I
you have
hate
to have that
everything.
recharge. Yeah, you and I are good at like taking our time when we're like, no, this is our relaxation time and being in it. But we've learned that over a ton of years of healing, and I definitely wasn't always that way. So that panel is going to be so, I cannot wait to hear all of that. Like, I always need the reminder. For sure, because oh my gosh, burnout is definitely real, especially with the holidays coming up.
Yes. And I also feel too that I feel like I do this conference for myself also, because all these
Yeah.
conversations, I'm like, I need to learn more about this. I want to learn more about this. Okay. So also we have, who have I not covered yet? Megan, Jessica, panel. Jessica Lundy. She, I don't want to share too much of her private life because I think she shared some of it on Instagram recently, but Jessica's gone through a lot this year, and she's gone through a lot, and it would break most people. The way that she has overcame what she's going through and risen above, and you see her on Instagram. And genuinely, she's happy and fulfilled, and she has so much gratitude. Like the way she lives her life and the way she walks, what she's talking about at the conference, she literally is what she's talking about. So I wanted her to come in at the end and just package everything up that we've learned in the day and give everybody the empowerment, the permission to implement everything that they've learned, to be excited about it, to look forward to living their best life, to feeling their best. And I'm really, really excited to see her speak, mainly for myself, but
Yeah,
I'm really
that,
excited for her to speak.
I mean, that is amazing. And the order of it and the lineup, I mean, you are a curating queen. You have it
Thank you.
all set up. I mean, it's gonna be so powerful. And as far as like we have the speakers, and then what else can people expect from the
Yeah.
day?
So it's tough from a marketing standpoint for me because I don't want to tell everything. I like
Yeah,
surprises.
we can do surprises.
I love a surprise, and I love for people to come in and be like, "Whoa, what? I didn't know." And I have a couple of those, and I'm not sharing them. And that's just people are going to have blind faith on that one. But what to expect with the event? So, like we've said before, the events at Factory Atlanta. If you haven't been there, you've been there for an event, right?
Yes,
You
I
went to
think
a wedding.
so. Yeah,
I think
I
you
think I
have.
had a wedding there.
So when you walk in, so there's valet. It's free, but that's just the way they have to park because the parking's limited the way their parking lot is. But you walk in and it's a smaller room as an entry. So in that room, we'll have check-in, we'll have swags. We have swag bags this year. We have a lot of good like wellness goodies and brands in there. And in that room also, we will have, a cute seating area. We have a couple of vendors in there. And then you make a right and it opens up into the big room. So think like a big warehouse, but not as cold. So on the right, we'll have the big well-seen marketplace with all the vendors. The speakers will be selling their books. Like we'll have the whole corner over here to mingle and mix with all the vendors. And then on the left side, we'll have the stage. And then, it's really hard. I have to go back and forth every year. Do I want to do round? I mean, this is nobody cares about this part, but I have to decide whether I want to do round tables or I want to do, just like aisles of seating. And we did aisles last time, and I just feel like I want a table. I want to put my water on a table. I want to take notes. Like I
Yeah.
need room. So
Round table is great. Everyone gather around the table.
So that's what we're gonna do is we're gonna have rounds. So that's going to be that area. In the morning we'll have coffee from Nujo. If you don't know what Nujo is, they are a coffee alternative. It's got six superfoods: chicory root, cinnamon. I don't want to say things that aren't in it. There's like allspice. There's MCT coconut oil. It's an alternative for coffee, and it's delicious. She has it in like ground. She has it in tea bags. She actually has it in a cold brew now. I'm telling you,
Oh.
Nujo's gonna blow up. Mark my words. Just watch when she expands, it's gonna blow up.
Oh yeah.
So she's gonna offer lattes for breakfast. She hasn't given me the menu yet, but she's gonna have lattes and then mush. The overnight oats. They're gluten free. They are
Yes,
sending.
so good.
They are gonna have their overnight oats there for breakfast. So we'll have check-in, you get your swag, go sit down, we'll start the event. We have lunch. Lunch will be catered with from Good Kitchen. They've got two locations now, right?
Yep, Smyrna and Marietta. Yeah.
Marietta is the house, and Smyrna
Yeah.
is right. Okay. So they're gonna be doing the lunch, which is gonna be really good, gluten-free, vegan options, all the things, all the healthy foods. We'll have more speakers, we'll have an hour. I really like to add an hour in there in between the conference for everybody to walk around the marketplace and like meet the vendors and meet the speakers. Just really give that time to connect, like and to communicate and make friends. And that's my favorite hour, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I'm working on something for that hour. I'm not going to share that. Actually, well, I'll share it eventually. I have to, but I'm not sharing it now. So I'm working on something for that hour, and then That's it. It'll be a wrap. And then I'll be sad that it's over. I'll be so
With
sad.
all that work, but you will feel pumped up. Like
Yeah.
it's gonna feel so good. Even just having everybody there together. Yeah, it'll be awesome. But the venue is beautiful, and like I've said twice already, the way that you will execute it is beyond what anyone can imagine. It's gonna look so cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about, I wanted to continue to elevate it every year and bring like a bigger, more fun experience, because sometimes I feel like when you talk about wellness, you just think about crunchy, browns and greens, and it's just not a, I don't know, it's not like a, I would say the word wellness is trendy, but the experience isn't, if that makes sense. Like when you think about wellness
Yeah.
and like taking care of yourself, you don't always think about, oh, that's going to be a great time. Like that sounds horrible. But this is not that. This is not
Yeah.
that. This is fun.
Yeah. And
This is.
that kind of reminds me too of like the trendy part is that they're like going to a wellness event too. It's not going to be all like the trendy things that like you'll feel pressured that there's all this stuff to do. I know from like the other events, like I left and I know other people who have that were like really took stuff that applied to them. Like it didn't feel overwhelming of just like all this stuff that's like a fad or in wellness. Like it really was stuff that would last, like the knowledge really lasts. And it's stuff that you really let soak in and then you can apply to your life instead of it being trendy. Like Wellseen really isn't like giving all those like things that are happening like right now in the wellness world. It's really about like what can you do for yourself? And that's why it's just so important to like take this time for your health, and just to like learn new things, meet new people.
Yeah. One of the things I was having a conversation with Vaughn the other day, and I was talking to her, 'cause she's doing breath work and stuff. And I was like, listen, every single woman that's coming to this event is coming, like we've talked about earlier, is coming from an experience. She's had an experience. She has a story.
Yeah.
She has something that's going on, whether it be her physical health, whether it be her mental health, whether it be stress from whatever. And I need you to speak to her. I need you to speak to
Yes.
her. And I need each and every
Ooh, chills.
woman. This is the conversation we were having. I was like, I need what I want from your topic is I want every single woman to hear you and implement what you're telling her into her life. And if that's all they take away
Yeah.
from this entire event, I want them to know that they're not alone in anything they're going through. They're not stuck with anything they're going through. Like you can move through anything. And everybody in that room is
Yeah.
there to support you as you go through it.
Yeah. We've had that with our experiences, like me personally with my Lyme journey, you with, autoimmune Hashimoto's, and you can move through everything. That is such a powerful message. Like for her to really have through her breath work, but just for like what you want for the whole event. Like that in itself is such an amazing goal and so empowering. Like just kind of off of what I was saying, it's not about this trendy stuff. It's about that like holistic like empowerment that you can move through whatever you're facing. And I was going to ask you, and you kind of an you answered it right there on like what is your goal for this event? And like that sounds like that's it. And that's so perfect, especially for the time we're in, the year we're in, the holidays coming up. I mean,
Yeah.
is there any other piece like to add to like what you really want people to take away?
Do you hear Mia crying in the background? Can you hear
No, I can't.
life looks so different these days.
Yeah.
I honestly, yeah, just like you said, it's been this event is kind of like a culmination of these last 3 years. Like I said, we've all been through things. We've all gone through things, whether it be health. So many people are having health journeys pop up all of a sudden. And a lot of people are having emotional things pop up. And it's just no matter what you come to the event to learn, I want people to leave knowing that they can get through anything. They can get through anything. They have the resources to get through anything. Emotional, physical, whatever it is, they have the community to get through anything, and they can remember to love themselves enough to know they can get through anything.
Oh, I get chills. That's amazing.
That's what I
I
hope
love
they
it.
learn. That's what they can expect. And there'll be notepads and pens and all those things too, and coffee and
Yeah.
tea and blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, like that's what's. And so people are like, you know, what does my ticket get? And I'm like, oh, well, it gets all these things. But that at the end is what they get. That's what I want them to leave. I want it to be, I'm telling you, the people that reach out to me and they're like, this event changed my life. That's why I keep doing this. That's why I
And that's
keep
why
doing it.
that's yes. And I'll keep reminding you that it does change people's lives. People have told me that, oh my God, that event that Gabby put on. And yeah, I will, I can't wait.
I know. It's
Speaking of what
exciting.
the ticket gets you, where can people find the tickets? Where can they find Well Seen and all the things?
Yeah, so obviously if you listen to this that you probably follow us on Instagram or you know, you can go to wellseenatl.com. That's where all the event for info all the event information is. I can't even talk today. It just shows the schedule, it'll show the speakers. You can look up the speakers, they're super awesome. It a little bit more details are on the website. Then it'll connect you to Ticket Tailored where you can get your tickets. If you use code founder FOUNDR, you get $10 off the ticket right now, and that'll be up until the event. I'm not gonna get rid of that discount code. So Ticket Tailor is where you can get the tickets, and just keep following on Instagram. Or if you have questions or any of the things, send me a DM, send us an email. I'll be happy to tell you anything you need to know. So I'm
And
excited.
this is any events November
Yeah,
12th.
it's November
So it is a
12th.
Sunday.
It's on a Sunday. It's from 9:30 to 4:30. Hour break for lunch, where we'll have lunch. You know, we have a lot of different things going on. So trust me, it does not feel like a 9 to 9:30 to 4:30. I swear to you, every event at like 2 o'clock, I'm like, wait a minute, it's already 2. It's almost over. It goes by so fast. It goes by so
Yeah,
fast.
and if you feel like, you know, if you feel like there's just like a piece of it, like don't let that hold you back. If you have to be somewhere at some time, like please come, take anything you need from it. It is, no matter, you know, how long you're there, it does fly by. Oh my gosh, it really does. You're like, I know you're always like, wait, it's time already.
Yeah, and I was telling you this last night, but I'll share this really quick. I have a speaker slot left, and I had someone reach out to me a couple weeks ago. I don't know, maybe longer than that. And I didn't have a spot at the time for any more people in the lineup, and a spot came available. And I have thought about this person. I was telling you this last night. I have thought about, and not in a weird way, I've just thought about her and her message. I would like to tell you every day for weeks. Somebody in that room needs to hear what she has to say, and I'm waiting to hear back from her. And I really hope that she can be a part of it. I'm telling you, lives are going to be changed, and I'm so
Yeah,
pumped.
the universe is telling you something. It was like tapping you, like, no,
So pumped.
this has to happen. Yeah,
All
if
right.
you're having the pull, like just do it. It's
Just do it.
gonna be awesome.
Just do it. I promise you'll love it. You hear me, Anel? She's screaming. Gotta love
No,
it. Okay, well, I won't take any more of your time. Thank you for chatting about the event with me. You've been here
yes.
from day one, going through it, the highs and the lows, and listening to me complain. And you've been through it with me, so you're my right-hand
Always.
woman. So again, wellseenatl.com. Go get your tickets. We'll see you on November 12th.
Yeah, see you November 12th.
Bye, lady.